Today FM's Dermot and Dave. Dermot and Dave.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
On Today FM.
So whether you're working from home, working in an office, or on a building site, or in a hospital, we all know the feeling of hitting 3 p.m. and hitting a slump, especially people who are working from home at the moment. I think it's very hard to stay motivated and energetic when you're looking at the laptop all day in your jammies. But how do we beat that without reaching for the extra large double strength coffee? Well, Elsa Jones is a nutritional therapist from elsajonesnutrition.ie. She's got some tips. She's on the line. Good morning, Elsa.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, it is. What? I'm all pumped up after listening to that music.
Excellent. What is wrong with the natural tendency to go, right, it's 3 o'clock, I feel slumpish, give me 3 shots of Americano injected directly into my veins? What's wrong with that approach?
Well, I would say it's probably the biggest complaint that I hear. When people come for a consultation, for example, one of the biggest things they talk about is kind of getting energy dips throughout the day.
Right.
And then they feel, you know, they really kind of struggle to get through their afternoon, whether that's an afternoon of work or an afternoon looking after kids. So it definitely is an issue for people, and it's really common. It's a totally natural occurrence. We pretty much all get a little dip in the afternoon, and that largely has to do with our circadian rhythm. So basically, it's a fancy word for like our internal body clock, our biological. And it naturally, it controls our patterns of being awake and being asleep. So it'll naturally rise and dip throughout the day. And roughly around 7 hours after you've woken, you get a little dip in your circadian rhythm. So basically, your core body temperature drops a small bit, and you get a tiny little release of melatonin, which is our sleep hormone. So naturally, we feel a little bit sleepy at that time.
Yeah, but it's overcoming it is hard. How much does our diet have to do with getting us through that slump?
It has a lot. So, you know, definitely what you eat and drink for breakfast can have a big effect on how you're going to feel later on in the day. Well, how you slept the night before is going to be a factor too. But in terms of diet, one of the best things that you can do to help minimize an energy slump later on in the afternoon is to maintain a stable blood sugar. So again, like the circadian rhythm, our blood sugar levels naturally rise and fall throughout the day according to what we eat and drink. But what we want to avoid is sharp rises and then sort of, you know, crashes of blood sugar throughout the day. So that again is controlled by what we choose to eat for breakfast and for lunch.
So I'm picturing Jason Statham in that movie Crank, where his heart is set to trigger some kind of internal explosion if he doesn't keep his BPM above about 120. So could you maintain your blood sugar levels at like 150% all through the day and go, this is fine, there's no 3 p.m. slump for me?
Just a constant stream of double-decker duos.
Cool, but you'll probably end up with diabetes.
There is that. It's amazing that breakfast has that much of an effect that bit later on. Do the Spanish have it right in their siesta scenario? We all think it's for because the weather's so hot, and obviously that's a factor, but they get up early, they go to work, and then 7 hours later, they're kind of back chilling out at home, maybe even having a kip, and then they go back in for round two.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've Spanish blood. My mother's Spanish. So I would love if we could all build siestas into our day. But unfortunately, it doesn't seem to work so well with Irish society. But yeah, I think allowing yourself even to have like a 10-minute lie down and rest in the afternoon if you really need it can be really useful. Because sometimes we are very quick to reach for the coffee and the sweet treat because we're tired and we don't know how we're going to kind of get through the rest of the day. But sometimes if we actually just let ourselves have a small rest, you may feel, or have even a little stretch or a little kind of walk in the fresh air, you might actually feel less need for the sweet treat and the coffee.
Breakfast changed my energy levels completely. And I think I kind of stumbled upon it rather than speaking to an expert like yourself. But I used to find that that breakfast, there's so much carbs aimed at breakfast. Like it's all cereal and it's toast. And that's the kind of stuff we see, you know, and cereal bars and things. But when I used to find that after this radio show, I would be completely flattened and I'd have to go for a nap when I got home. Maybe it's just I'm not used to hard work. But I found that when I switched, Elsa, to like eating things like salmon or tuna in the morning or eggs or a bit of bacon, that if I put protein in my breakfast, I'd go right throughout the rest of the day without a bother. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. And it was literally what I was going to say. Like, one of the best things that you can do at breakfast is actually get some protein into your breakfast. And you're totally right. In Ireland, we tend not to do that. We tend to have either cereal or toast. So we have these kind of high carb breakfasts, which give us, you know, sort of a quick hit of energy, but it doesn't last very long. So ideally, what you want to do at breakfast is pair some protein with some slow-release carbohydrates. So, for example, let's say pairing an egg with a slice of whole grain toast, or natural Greek yogurt, which has a high protein content, with maybe some low-sugar muesli or granola, and maybe some berries, or maybe nut butter on whole grain toast, or let's say, for example, porridge or overnight oats. We know that's slow-releasing carbohydrate, which is good. But if you add maybe, let's say, a tablespoon of nuts or seeds to that, you're adding extra protein, which again is going to carry you for longer and make it less likely to kind of get that energy crash mid-morning.
Let me paint you another picture, which is an alternative to Dermot's breakfast scenario, which is sometimes he has dinner at 8:47 a.m. And I mean, Elsa, like shepherd's pie with a side of carrots and a glass of red. No, not a glass of red, but like...
I think our meals are upside down. We should be having our dinners in the morning with loads of protein, and then we can have our cereal in the evening when we just want a nice snack.
What do you think of that?
Well, you know, he's doing it the right way. You know, just a lot of us can't face into that. But yeah, he's eating like a king in the morning. And generally a dinner will contain, you know, a good source of protein and kind of carbohydrates and vegetables. So yeah, he's actually doing it right. Not sure I'd like to be in the studio with him.
It's the mornings with the lamb kofta that I'm really worried about. But listen, what about lunch then? If breakfast has an effect, is lunch too far away from the 3 o'clock slump to really affect it? Or can we make good or bad choices there?
Oh, absolutely. It massively has an effect on whether we're going to get an afternoon slump. So again, you want to avoid a very carb heavy lunch, because often that makes you feel sleepy or lethargic. So I would just encourage listeners, you know what, experiment. So many of us are kind of in this sort of sandwich rut where, you know, we have the two slices of bread and we stick a slice of ham or whatever in it. So again, it's a very carb heavy lunch, very little protein, no vegetables or salad. So mix things up. Try, for example, let's say having maybe a protein-based salad. So, you know, pairing something like chicken or tuna or eggs, maybe, or even like chickpeas, and pair that maybe with some mixed leaves, tomatoes, cucumber. If the idea of a cold salad doesn't appeal to you at this time of year, I would say take a leaf out of Dermot's book and maybe use some leftovers from the night before. So, for example, I often, let's say, if I have a bit of, you know, bran rice or quinoa or roasted vegetables or roasted butternut squash, I keep a little bit of that over for the following day. So then you can, let's say, or even a bit of roast chicken, let's say, from the night before. You can put together quite a healthy little kind of hot or cold salad based on protein and some kind of slow-release carbs and get some veg in there. And then also, a lot of us are at home now. So it's a unique opportunity to make, let's say, something like a veggie omelette or, you know, make a pot of vegetable soup at the start of the week, and then you get a good few days out of it. But just one little tip, actually, because Irish people, we love the idea of the vegetable soup and the slice of brown bread. But a little trick would be to have your vegetable soup, and instead of just serving it with bread, try serving it with maybe some oat cakes or Ryvita or one slice of brown bread, but add some protein. Top it with some protein like chicken or egg or cheese,
right,
to make sure protein.
There's loads of questions in on 0874100102. Guys, over the past few weeks, my breakfast has been salmon, an onion, mushrooms and two eggs. How's this in terms of good to bad? Asked Declan and Monaghan.
I think it sounds pretty good. I think it sounds impressive. He's getting, you know, he's setting the stage for blood sugar control for the rest of the day. He's having really good quality protein in there. He's getting loads of omega-3 fats to get his, you know, protect his brain. And he's getting some veggies in, which is amazing, because do you know that the national average is 2.5 portions of fruit and veg a day? So if we leave it, it's a real Irish thing to leave the veg until dinner. But you're going to get 5 portions in at dinner. So if you can get a little bit of fruit and veg into your, like the caller's doing, into your breakfast and lunch, you're much more likely to reach your 5-a-day target. So,
Another one from Amy says, would Weetabix with fresh berries and skimmed milk be good?
It's fairly good. Weetabix is a low sugar cereal, which is good. It's whole grain, so it's whole really. It's, you know, slow releasing. It's got a reasonable protein content. Then she's adding milk, yeah. So again, she's getting a little bit of protein in there. And her berry fruits are good because they're low sugar fruits. So yeah, it's not bad. If she wanted to add a little extra protein, she could maybe sprinkle on some nuts and seeds there, or maybe a little bit of a little dollop of natural Greek yogurt.
And then there's a text in which says 11s is my favourite morning meal. I might rephrase that to a Hobbit question from Lord of the Rings, which is, what about second breakfast? So what about that thing at 11 o'clock and you go, right, now it's time for the pastry and the tea or the coffee or whatever?
Okay, so you can absolutely have those 11s, but just try your best to make them healthy ones.
Okay.
So little healthy snacks that you could have mid-morning or mid-afternoon would be something like maybe some oat cakes, maybe with some nut butter spread on it. You can also get kind of, if you really want a sweet treat, you can get low sugar biscuits. Like, so for example, the Narns are kind of oat-based low sugar biscuits. They're quite good. A little handful of nuts and a piece of fruit is good. Or maybe even a dark chocolate covered rice cake instead of, you know, just trying to make slightly healthier choices. If you have healthy snacks close to hand, you will eat them. And you're a lot less likely then to reach for the really kind of high sugar stuff. But watching your caffeine intake, I think, is important as well, because if you're consuming more than 2 cups of caffeinated drinks a day, you're actually feeding into the problem.
Oh,
no,
because
our desks are feeding into the problem. The show chocolate drawer is just like Willy Wonka would be shivering in the corner with the amount of sweets that we have in there. Help us, Elsa.
The thing is, it's so hard, isn't it? Because when we're feeling tired in the afternoon and just maybe feeling a little bit low, and we want a bit of comfort, the thing that we really tend to reach for is the hot drinks and tea, coffee, caffeine, sugary treats. But unfortunately, eating too many of them can actually contribute to the problem. So, you know, when you have a cup of coffee, let's say, and a sweet treat, what you're getting is a really kind of quick hit of energy, but it's a false energy. It's very, very short-lived. And what will happen is, once the caffeine wears off and the blood sugar levels drop, what you'll get then is another little crash. So basically, you're more likely to feel more tired later on in the day, and you'll just crave more sugar and more caffeine. So it can become a vicious cycle.
Elsa, there are so many questions in 087-4100-102. I don't think we can get to any more of them. Time has run out. But I think what we'll need to do is get you on and just get you answering as many of these kind of nutritional therapy questions as we're getting in, because they're absolutely brilliant. But thanks so much for talking to us. ElsaJonesNutrition.ie is the place to go. Thanks, Elsa.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
And if you want to follow up with Elsa yourself, you can get her on ElsaJonesNutrition.ie. I got to say, I know I said it already, but changing my breakfast changed my day. Like, I was driving home from work yawning uncontrollably. You know those yawns where you think you're going to hoover in all the air from everyone else? And as soon as I just flipped my breakfast a bit and just started eating protein for breakfast, totally changed everything. And then if I can manage to eat like a salad with some meat in it at lunch, then that pushes me right through into the evening time. I wasn't aware that my food choices were having such a huge impact on my general sleepiness.
What do you think of me then? How do you think I function?
I think you're just some kind of scientific like anomaly. That you can basically eat whatever you want and your mood never changes and your energy never changes.
Yeah.
Unless I don't see you when you leave here. Maybe you just get into the boot of your car and start crying.
While eating double-decker duos. Yeah, you have seen me.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.